I took out kind of some of the springy plates I had in there with it, and I did put out some Halloween in with it, vintage Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
It's real cute because they're just vintage, you know.
Yeah,
I will. Yeah. I'll put pictures, but it makes me happy because you got the orange and the black and then the green dishes, and it's just – so I did that today, so I feel very calm. I also made pesto today.
Oh, look at you are on fire.
Look, I am. That's about it for the week, guys. And I'm done.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail-painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 152 of Designer Cornbread Podcast. We're so glad you're here.
Aren't we? Surprise! Tony? We're back!
Tony's just sitting there blankly staring at me, you guys.
I am. Listen, it's a Monday. For us, right now, it's a Monday. We're recording on a Monday, so.
As we always do, and you always have tales to tell us.
I don't have any tales today. Today I taught on measurements and abbreviation.
Okay.
And then I taught Serve Safe Chapter 9 to my culinary 3 and 4. So
okay.
It's a thrilling day.
It was a thrilling day, but a very important day. Very important foundation. Oh, I raised my hand and it told me I raised my hand. Oh my gosh. Let me do that again. Oh, did you see? You didn't see it?
No, you're the only one talking out of your head.
Well, and your thing is dinging again, Joni.
No, and it's probably about to like go crazy here for a second. I don't know how to stop it.
I can't stop it. I've tried to stop it. I can't edit them out. Do you understand that?
People just love my ding-a-ling-a-lings there. Oh, my ding-a-ling, want to play with
Okay. That's enough. It's a Chuck Berry song, in case you guys want to go listen to it. Well, get caught up on the weekend. How was your weekend?
It was really great. We had a great weekend tailgating and going to the lake it just was great. But the Mississippi State game was outstanding. Did you watch it?
We have to discuss the most important event of the weekend.
The whole weekend was the whole Mississippi State
Joni
ball game.
I was so happy.
My gosh. Listen. Okay,
look,
guys.
Look what your Bulldogs did.
Look at our Bulldogs. So, look, we've struggled last season. I mean, Coach, we're coming from Coach Leach died, right? You know, in December. Right before our bowl game, and then they stepped in and had the assistant coach come and be head coach, and it just was, I don't know what happened in the year, but we didn't win a game. I mean, it just was.
Well, it was okay, and then last year, Lebby came, and the new coach came, and we won two games.
Yes.
And no SEC.
No SEC.
It's a little rough.
So it's been a long, dry season, and came in, and for the first half, I mean, we dominated.
Oh my gosh.
We played Arizona State, the ranked team, you know, and we are like, okay, here we go. I mean, we won last week against Southern Miss, and everybody was like, well, it's the only game we're going to win. And then in comes Arizona State, ranked, and I mean, we looked good. We looked real good.
I mean, Joni... I had a little, my spark of hope just got fanned.
And then came halftime. We were up, was it 17-10? I mean, 17-0 or?
It was 17-3 at the half. They got that little field goal right at the end.
And then came the third quarter, and it went to 17-10. And then came fourth quarter and it went to 17-17. And then we held them to a field goal. But there were like 2 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, so they scored. The defense was, that's a whole nother situation because they were terrible last year. I mean, really bad.
Yes.
That's almost what I was the most excited about.
Yes.
I mean, there's other things to discuss.
They all came to play.
Arizona State had that drive, and the defense held them to make them have to just kick a field goal. It was 2017?
Yes. Yeah. And but 2 minutes left, you know, and you just kind of go, well, this is going to take a miracle. You know, I mean, you know, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But
and the way the team was playing, you're like, it could happen. It could very well happen.
Here we are. I'm going to tell you, and I've already forgotten it. Schaefer, what's his name?
Chapin.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback?
Yes. He comes in, couple of downs, and he launches it, and we go in for a touchdown. And it was beautiful.
You guys.
Well, then, you talk about celebrating. It was the loudest Mississippi State game I have ever heard. The cowbells were in full force.
Well, and it was the home opener. It's the first home game of the season.
Yes. Nobody was leaving. You know, the student section
was
had been
crazy.
Clearing out at halftime before. Not this time. I mean, the whole place was packed.
It would look like insanity.
Crazy. Well, then there's 30 seconds left and you sit there and you go, anything can happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen drive after drain 30 seconds. I've seen a touchdown go in, you know, so we're just sitting there and he threw a long one and we intercepted it right there at the end. And
he
it was
threw it.
Fantastic.
He got one, the Arizona Levitt, I think is his name, got one, you know, big. He had pressure and he threw it, but he threw it right to one of our guys and he snatched it. And it was the most wonderful. I think the announcer said, right at that play, I think he said, that's probably the most important play of any in Mississippi State. best play it can't be in history, but in a while. He was like, in a while.
Yes.
It was exciting. It felt like it was just, they played so great. And like I said, that quarterback, I was real curious because he got injured last year and he was the main, you know, number one QB spot. And so we didn't see him at all hardly last season.
Yes.
And he looked real good.
He looked real good.
Yes. And everyone seemed to be communicating. And let me just say this too. A running back on Mississippi State's team, and his name is Fluff Bothwell. Yeah. And you can't get any better than that. We've got a Fluff Bothwell on the team who I will be following very carefully,
very closely,
because it's Fluff Bothwell.
Y'all, it was just outstanding. And I mean, we got a big old $500,000 fine because.
Who cares? I mean, that's like two Mississippi State donors can take care of that.
Who cares? Because the students, I mean, everybody flooded the field.
The uprights. It's okay. It's fine.
It's Monday. Came down. I mean, they carried him through. They carried him out
behind the Arizona State players. They kind of followed him out with the uprights, which I felt was very fun. But I mean, anyway, it was exciting.
Goalpost. That's what I was trying to get.
Right. But yeah. So it was just exciting and fun and kind of, unexpected. You know, so it just made it was real encouraging. And of course, I will officially, I already said it last, I told you I saw the preview of the dark mode uniform. They do officially get the spicy uniform award.
Outstanding.
Thatcher was like, he was like, look at those
helmets were gorgeous.
They were good. They were
and
good.
I'm not, usually I'm not like a big spicy uniform.
I know.
I kind of mock you, but
it's true. It's true.
Did I say that out loud?
She did. She said it out loud.
But those helmets were outstanding.
The black mat with the script state on them,
and the maroon stripe,
and then the maroon and white stripe. Like the contrast on the shoulders and the helm. They looked spicy. They looked fierce and spicy.
And
I think that contributed to the win. I'm going to say I think it contributed.
Mm-hmm. It was a good game.
It was
good. Look, it was good for the player. It was good for the fans, but it's so good for the students. I mean, that student section needed. They needed a boost. They needed a morale boost, and boy, they got it.
Because it's such a great stadium, such a great atmosphere. Anyway, even in spite of kind of losing a lot, you know, people still kind of support and show up and try. But it's just like so much better. So we'll see, you know, as the season progresses. But right now I'm very excited about that. I'm excited because, again, they looked good. Now they've got to continue to progress, but the defense, I was just in shock the number of times. In fact, so they scored, Mississippi State scored on their first drive. I mean, that's the thing too. It was the pace of the game.
Yes.
They come out in those uniforms, their first drive, they're in the end zone. And you're like, what? Okay.
What happened?
And then
like, what? Hang on.
It was it was like less than a minute or so, you know, you're like, what?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And then Arizona State gets their first drive and ends up having to punt.
We shut them down. Yeah.
Which is the first time they'd had to do that. It said the first time they've had to punt an opening drive in, I don't know how long, but like a long time, many, many games. They don't do that. Yeah. And so I was like, it was the defense together. And in fact, in that fourth quarter, I know nobody else cared. You people that care will care. But in the fourth quarter, when it was, you know, tied up and getting so close, and on the play, on the drive where Arizona State ended up getting just the field goal at the end instead of getting to score, the real play of the game to me was, and I don't know his name, but the Mississippi State player that tackled the guy that was about to run in. They made a good pass. Their quarterback passed it, and this guy caught it, and the Mississippi State guy tackled him on the 3rd yard line.
Yeah.
And then they lined up there, and they had one more try, and the defense stopped. But I'm like, if that had scored, if that guy hadn't got that tackle, you know, I don't think we would have won. So it was so exciting.
Yeah, it was outstanding.
Yes.
And they did a outstanding job. So
they did. So we're excited. So I can't remember who they—
Hail State.
Huh?
Hail State.
That's right. She said Hail State. I can't remember who they play next week, but I think it's—
Is it Illinois somewhere? I'll have to look on my—
I don't know either. I can't remember. There's a bunch of good games next weekend, so we'll have to see what's going on. And it was the night game, too. Like, it was the night game, you know. It was just— Okay, people are done. They're like, stop talking about it. I heard the funniest story on a podcast last week. It was on that Big Boo cast, actually. I think it was just last week. And the Melanie was the one from Texas, was on a trip somewhere with her daughter, and she got a call from her husband Perry, who's very like, just your classic Texas. Like he sounds like such a great guy, but like very safety and survival. Like they have a little ranch they go to, and he hunts out there, and he'd fishing tournaments, and just a great all around, but always has all the like safety precautiony stuff and all that. Anyway, that has nothing to do with it other than just to describe to you him. But she said he called up and was like, hey, I got a medical question for you. And she's like, oh my God, what? Because she knew. She's like, he was at the ranch. I mean, the snakes, the dog, you know, there's no telling. So she's like, okay. And he said, well, I got back from the ranch and I took my shoe off and I'd felt something on my toe, and I took my shoe off and I had one of your estrogen patches was stuck to my toe. What do I do? Am I... And she's like, well, He's like, I don't even know how it got there. She's like, well, she was like, it was probably one of my old ones that had, you know, come up. So there probably wasn't a lot left on it. I'd probably already sucked out all this.
I would have said, oh, honey, listen, you're probably going to start a period.
Right. You better watch out if you start bleeding.
Here is where, or you need to get, you know, here's where the pads are. Or you may have to go to Walmart and get, and just put them in your underwear right there.
You would have totally. And Ron would have totally done it.
Yeah.
He would have totally done it.
What? I'm going to believe, what?
Are you okay. But it was so funny because he just called. He's like, I have one of them patches stuck to my toe. Am I going to be all right? She's like, you'll be fine. Just.
That's hilarious.
Anyway, I thought that was. She's like, welcome to marriage in your 50s. I'm like, isn't that the truth?
Yes.
You never know. So, in other news, I used my sandalwood cologne fragrance for the first time today. So it's officially fall.
It's now fall. Good.
Just in case you guys were wondering.
I dabbled a little, you know, walk in the woods.
Did you?
Solid perfume, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's feeling like fun. Now, it's going to be hot again here. You know, we call it fall down here. Mm-hmm. But it's been really nice.
It's been lovely. Yeah, it's going to get back up to probably 90 or something later this week. But I don't really mind that. Like, I don't mind.
It is cool at night.
Yeah.
That's nice, you know.
Yeah, and it's getting us enough.
You don't go outside and it's still 80 something degrees.
You just put your AC up real high, mm-hmm. make it cold, and then you can get all snuggly and just pretend.
Yeah. And that's right. Exactly right.
No, but it's nice to just have this little burst of cool just to kind of start getting you in the mood. And even if it gets warm again, like, you know, you've started to maybe do a couple things around the house and kind of get stuff a little bit. You know, going.
I put out a couple of pumpkins.
Oh, did you?
I did put out a couple of pumpkins.
Okay.
I haven't gone all full fall yet. I'm not, but I'm just like little here, little there.
Same. Yeah. I've got a lot, or not a lot. I really have gotten really lazy about it. I used to do so much and not every season, like I would change the whole mantle. I would change all the side table, you know, to something. I don't know. I mean, I guess I did it pretty simply when the kids were little, but now I'm just too tired. I just don't even know that I want to do it. I mean, I want to do it, but I just keep it really simple.
Well, I think when the kids grow up and leave home too, it's, you know, you do a lot for them.
Sure.
You know, and I don't know.
Yeah, and it's fine. I'm not like mad about it. I'm just like, I think it's more of an overall, like just simplifying in general. I just want things to be a little more simplified, not, you know, all the hullabaloo. So I think it's just the stage. I did, however, just today put out, so my shelves that I have all my jadeite dishes on, those green mm-hmm. dishes. I took out kind of some of the springy plates I had in there with it. And I did put out some Halloween with it. Vintage Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's real cute because they're just vintage, you know.
Yeah.
I will. Yeah. I'll put pictures, but it makes me happy because you got the orange and the black and then the green dishes. And it's just, so I did that today. So I feel very calm. I also made pesto today.
Oh, look at you are on fire.
Look, I am. That's about it for the week, guys. And I'm done. My basil, I've been keeping, I cut off a bunch of it last week and put it just in jars and water inside because it was getting all leggy and weird. And you know, it's probably on its last legs out there. So I had that and then I went off and cut a bunch more today and maybe it'll come back. Come back with the hot coming on, but it needed to be harvested. And so I was like, I'm gonna make me some pesto. So I'm marinating shrimp in some pesto right now.
Did you go?
And you know how I'm gonna cook it? You know where I'm gonna cook it?
Where are you gonna cook it? In your air fryer?
Yeah. Why would you even?
I don't know. I just had a lapse there for a second. I was like, "She's gonna make Tim grill it." What?
No,
it's air fryer.
It's going in the air fryer. I did some the other week. This is it was a recipe I found online, and it was for it was like a chili lime cilantro. It has cilantro, so you wouldn't like it, but chili lime cilantro shrimp in the air fryer. And it's the same thing. You just mix up this stuff, marinate it in a bag for like 30 minutes, lay them in that air fryer. They were so good.
Look, cilantro, sometimes it tastes like soap and sometimes it doesn't.
Oh, really? To you?
And I don't. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it always tastes like soap to you.
No. So for sure, anything like, I don't know. I mean, cheap, like Taco Bell, it's got cilantro in it. I mean, it's like biting off a bar of Ivory soap. you know, but I can get some fresh cilantro and sometimes it tastes soapy, but then other times it just is fresh.
Oh, I didn't know.
So okay, I don't know what the difference is. But
I thought you always had that. I thought you just in general.
I should. Yeah. I mean, that's what, because I think it's like 10% of the population. Cilantro tastes like soap.
Yeah.
And Ron and I both, it always, now 100% of the time, it always tastes like soap to Ron.
Okay. So it's out pretty much all the time for him. Well, and as we've said in the past, it's one of those compatibility things. It's very important. Even in your premarital counseling, you might want to bring up the cilantro to find out if you are a cilantro family or not. We all love cilantro, so it's great. It works out great. So.
Yeah. It's weird. And it does. It tastes like biting into a bar of soap.
I can see. I can see how it would be that way. I love the fresh. Yeah, I do love it. So, but tonight we're doing I made that pesto and I was like, well, let me slop some of that in there and we'll do that with some pasta tonight. We'll have a little pesto shrimp situation. I wasn't even going to cook tonight, but I got all inspired. So like I said, that's it for the week.
I have leftovers.
Oh, good. What are you going to have? What are your leftovers?
I made, and this is going to be my recipe too. So I'll go ahead and say it, is a balsamic peach pork chop.
Oh, that sounds good.
Really good.
Mm. Okay. We'll get that recipe in a minute. Excellent. Well, the only other thing in terms of catching up, and I haven't really gotten the full report, but so yesterday, I'm sorry, it just makes me laugh because of the disaster that could have happened and it didn't. So, but it could have.
That's funny. Yeah.
And the fact that my husband doesn't think, I love him. He's amazing.
What?
So he went yesterday to go visit his mama and to take her out. And he said, I'm just going to take her to McDonald's and we'll get, you know, hamburger and just kind of do a little outing in the convertible. You know, it's just nice to take her out on a little outing or a little drive or something like that. She likes to get out and that's fun. So he was doing that. And at some point later in the afternoon, after he was gone for a while, and then I get these pictures on our family text, and they're of buffalo, up close of buffalo. And so I knew right away. I'm like, oh, he must be out at Lone Elk Park, because there's a really cool park, Lone Elk, obviously called Lone Elk Park, out in St. Louis County, and you drive through it. Like, you can get out to them, and there's picnic spots, and I think there's stuff, but you drive through it, and there's herds of buffalo and elk all throughout this. And then he showed another picture of some deer, and, you know, elk are giant. They're very big. Mm-hmm. And even right now, I'm like, we're getting into, isn't fall like rutting season pretty soon?
Yeah.
I don't know, but there's giant buffalo. And I just was like, oh, neat. And then I was like, that fool has the roof down, I'm sure, on that car. And they are driving through that place with no roof on their car.
Is this where you can feed them?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, this is not like a safari park where this is a wildlife, you know, I mean, they take care of the herds but they just roam around. And the giant buffalo, I mean, the buffalo are bigger than my car. Like, they're bigger than that convertible.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And he's just driving through that with his little mama with the lid down on the roof. Who knows what kind of chaos could have happened in there?
Here he is.
I mean, I don't think you're supposed to do that. I really don't. And, of course, he'll never, you know, but I'm like,
you should go through Safari Park in your convertible.
No way. Absolutely not. I'm not doing that. I have had experiences at the safari park.
You would be licked by that camel, like upside the face. Mm-mm.
The buffalo, they already, last time I went, stuck their whole head in the car window.
Yeah.
And apparently you got to watch out for the zebras. I remember they warned us. They're like, don't feed the zebras. The zebras are aggressive. And so the whole time we're driving through the animal safari and I'm like, zebra, 2 o'clock, roll the windows up, zebra. Tim's like, what the? Yeah. And then Tim, when we went through that, I'm never going through that with him again. We went through and I had a child in my lap, one of our kids, you know, just so they could see better going through anyway. And it gets up to where the ostriches are. And, you know, those ostrich heads and necks, man, they are scary. And it comes it comes right up in there. It looks like it's going to peck you to death. Well, he child locked my window down, so I couldn't roll my window. And I'm screaming, and this ostrich is right there going like this, like a big snake ahead. Like it could just peck me in the
ostriches
face.
Ostriches and emus both. They're just, I don't like them.
Not that close. It was too close.
Yeah.
And I have a child in my lap, and they're screaming, and it was just...
Don't like them. Yeah.
Anyway, all that is to say, I just kind of pieced that together as he sent that picture of the buffalo, and I'm like, he took my car. He's driving through that thing with the roof down, so any kind of animal could poke its head all the way in at his poor mother. I thought... That could have been a disaster because she would have tried to pet him. Yes. You know what I mean? Because she didn't know. And she would have been petting him and reaching out. And I'm like, Tim, what are you?
I would have been petting him too if one stuck their head in.
I'm not going with either one of you. So that's that.
Okay.
Everything's fine. Everyone was fine. And also I'm like, what if something disgusting had happened in my car? Those things are tall. And what if it had turned around and slobbered or pooped or done something on my car?
I have a new animal report.
Oh, good. So please get us out of this.
We have a deer, you know, that we've named Annie because she's a little orphan Annie, we think. Now, we don't know that it's the same deer, but we always call the doe that comes through Annie.
Oh, yes.
And Annie and Dingo would play a game, you know, because she figured out she was on one side of the fence and he's on the other. And she figured out he could not get to her. And so he would, and he'd watch for her. He'd sit in the backyard and watch. And she'd come up to the fence line. And he'd just, rah, 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 rah. And I would like, Dingo, leave her alone. And then finally I realized when he quit barking, she'd start stamping her feet at him. Mm-hmm. She wanted him to come back. Mm-hmm. And he'd come back and they just played this game over the fence.
They were friends.
Anyway, I know, they were friends. So anyway, Annie ran through yesterday with two little fawns behind her. Now, they're a little grown. They're not babies.
Oh, yeah.
But they were still little, and she had twins.
Annie's a mama.
Yep, she's had twins.
That is precious.
They were so cute. Yeah.
They are so cute.
They are very cute.
It's like their legs are so skinny, tiny. You're like, how can they even walk on those little tiny, skinny legs? But, oh, my gosh, that's precious. I love it.
Yeah.
Good. That's a good wildlife report.
Ah, my wildlife of the day.
For the wildlife in your backyard. It's fine.
I don't have, I really, this week's been pretty tame, so I don't have much. But I will say that as I am praying for people, and I don't know where this has come from, but I've started praying a word over them.
Mm.
You know, like, so there's a guy in our church who last year fell backwards out of his deer stand and landed on, he was climbing up the ladder and the rung broke or something. I don't know. And anyway, he fell backwards. He landed on the gun case on his back and broke his back in several places. Anyway, he's just had a hard time. He's lost feeling around his waist now. I mean, he can walk now, but it was a very serious situation. It was very bad. Anyway, and I've just have been praying for him, and two words I've been praying over him is renew and restore. Mm. You know, and everything from his attitude to his healing to his marriage and family to, you know, just because it's taken such a toll on all of them, and to his work and all of that. And then another guy, he's going through some things. And so my word for him has been growth and just grow. Football coach goes to our church. And we've known for a while, our high school football, we've known just watching the kids come up that we were going to have a few very lean years, you know.
Right.
In Hardin County here, football is king. I mean, it's all football. And so the new coach, old coach, saw what was coming up, and he stepped down.
Bye.
Yeah, he went out while it was good. And then so the new coach is coming in and knowing it's going to be a few hard years. He's such a great guy, goes to our church and has two little girls that are, you know, Hattie Jo is Ron's and Elsie is mine. But I've been praying.
Not really, guys.
Make sure I'm not the baby mama.
And Ron did not have a child with. It's fine. I just wanted to clarify. No,
thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Hattie Jo loves Ron, but Elsie, the youngest one, she loves me.
Okay.
You know, so, and her mom will send me videos where she says, Joni, you should be talking about me and something, Joni.
Oh.
And that just melts me, I'm telling you. But anyway, so I've been praying the word victory over him, you know, and we could stand some wins, we could stand some, you know, but I just really kind of felt the Lord say.
I need to pause you for a second
because
your husband is sneaking. Someone is in your room or your dog. And so
it's
I just wanted to tell you that.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Okay. I'm sorry, people.
No, is victory. But I just felt the Lord, you know, just kind of whisper, there are other victories besides the number of scoreboard. And so I'm praying for his influence over the kids and turning boys into men and, you know, just victory in his home life with his girls. And anyway, different words as I'm praying for people. It's just really a word that's coming up. So
that's cool. That's interesting. That's a good way to think about it. Sometimes we just get like an impression of what they like. It's almost like a theme. Like you've got a theme for that, for your prayers for that person for a while. That's cool. That's very nice. There he goes. He's leaving. What was he doing?
He was trying to scare me, I'm sure.
He was. I saw his little head down there. Why? You guys, she's married. He's a grown man, but he acts like he's about six. He just wants to come up and scare her right here on her podcast.
He does. He does. He gets great enjoyment.
Which I guess I should have let him again because then it would have been funny. But, you know, I'm your friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm Team Joni. So
I need Team Joni. Yeah.
I don't want you to age any faster than you
are. Shadow is not going to let him get away with it. Shadow was alerting real hard.
Okay, good, good. Okay, I didn't know Shadow was up there. Good. I feel better about that. Oh, man, that's awesome. I was thinking this is not anything spiritually related, but because, of course, we watch all the British, you know, murder shows and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, man, there's so many of them, you know, they all have these, like the village is having the little festival, you know, they're having the last one I watched, it was like there's a scarecrow festival and literally there's like a competition.
Yes.
Did you see that on Sister?
Yeah.
Was that Sister Boniface?
Yeah.
Now there was a killer one, but I digress. I don't want that. But, you know, all these different ones, there's so many and there's always some kind of village festival or a fete or a garden party, you know, with tents and a tea tent and little goofy. And I'm like, man, I wish we had more like little village, like little festivals like that, you know, like just like almost like a neighborhood or a village. You know, we don't have villages like they do.
Exactly. Savannah's getting better about it. It's really, we're getting better.
And having like, it's so cute. And there's always like a little fundraiser for the church roof and they all go around and there's a, like I said, there's a tea tent and there's a different few goofy things. They each have a theme, you know, whatever, like I said, the Scarecrow Festival, and they did like a competition and you would enter and make a scarecrow, you know, a certain theme or whatever. I'm like, man, that sounds really fun, except the murder part. But, you know, sometimes it happens. So
sometimes.
So, anyway, well, I don't have anything else of crucial importance. So if you're ready for your delicious recipe,
Let me pull it up.
Pull it up and give us, we already had a preview, peach and pork and balsamic, some goodness.
So I can start you off. I'm just afraid I won't have my measurements. So you take two peaches, slice them up, leave your skins on. That's fine. And then I put brown sugar over mine and a little bit of honey and then half a cup of balsamic vinegar. Just put those in a bowl, stir them up, let them sit there. And then take your pork chops and you're going to salt and pepper them. To me, it needs a little more spice. And I'm not sure what I'm going to have to play around with it.
May I suggest some cayenne pepper?
Sure.
Some cayenne pepper.
Yeah, that was, it needs some, not a lot. You don't want it to be overwhelming.
Just some heat.
Just a little spot of something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And then you fry those. I just took olive oil and fried them until they were done. I didn't coat them in anything. They're just the pork chops.
Mm-hmm.
And then take them out of your pan. Add about 2 tablespoons of butter just to your drippings, your oil there. Mm-hmm. Let that melt and then put your peach mixture in it. And I went ahead and let my peaches soften up a little bit and then put my pork chops back in and just start spooning that sauce over them. Then I took a couple of sprigs of rosemary put down in there and let all that meld and all that.
Mm.
And you're going to cook that until your sauce becomes thick.
Mm-hmm.
And then take your pork chops out and drizzle all of that over your pork chops. Mm. And voila, that's it.
That sounds great. Like I would love that pork chop kind of sitting on top of a bed of rice that just soaks up all that sauce that you put some extra sauce on. That's what I would like to do.
Sauce was really good.
I bet it is. It sounds so fall. Man, that sounds good. You could probably use, like, if you don't have honey or brown sugar, you probably do maple syrup in there if you wanted.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
But I think you're right. Like, I think a little, like a little cayenne or paprika or something just to
just
give it
need
a little
mm-hmm. It needed a little pop of something.
Okay. So. That sounds delicious. That's very fall. The one recipe, I don't know if you've ever done it on here. I don't think you have. And I have it. It's one you gave to me years ago. Maybe you've probably done it. Surely you've done maple chicken. Your maple chicken.
I don't know if I've done it or not, but I can go back and look. Yeah, the maple chicken's so good.
Because I'm having a hankering right now after you saying that peach balsamic, whatever. And I'm like, man, you've got that recipe for that maple chicken, and it's a good one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you very much for that deliciousness.
You're welcome.
Now, is it my top three or yours?
Top three.
I don't remember. I think it's yours.
I think it's mine. I have things written down.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's mine because last week you did.
I did the bra last week. Yeah, that's right.
That was you. It's mine, which I have like in my cart. I need to order.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah.
I do. I'm like, okay, that does look really good. And you're right. It was like $27, $29.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not.
Out of all the ones that I bought.
That I paid $75 and $70 for.
Yeah.
All right. I gotta order that. Okay. My top three. So let us see what I have today. Oh, the first thing is some nail care stuff. I've gotten, kind of getting ready for my fall, nail colors and all that. But, it's London Town. It's a brand. You'll see it all the time on Instagram. It's online. It's not in stores. It's online. They have a website. And London Town, and the first product that I got from them was their, it's called their Illuminating Nail Concealer, and it's like kind of a viral product. It's very cool. They're like a really sheer, I get the original, so it's kind of a really pretty milky white, and there's like a pink. They're just kind of these like really natural looking, barely there, but kind of there, called Illuminating Nail Concealers, and those are good. And then I've also just recently gotten, because they sucked me into like a starter kit, some of their Well, I needed some cuticle oil, and that was in there. Uh-huh. And then I wanted the more of the nail concealer, and that was in there. And then I wanted a growth base coat, growth, because my nails were in terrible shape after I took my press-on, my glue-on nails off. So I was like, I needed some. Anyway, they got me to buy it. But they have such pretty colors of their nail polish. It's not gel. It's just regular polish. They're not cheap. They're like $20 a pop. But I just got a bunch because they were having a 25% off sale. So I got them on sale. But particularly, there's a color called Chai. And then they have a Dirty Chai, which I have today. Dirty Chai.
A Dirty Chai.
It's just this beautiful kind of neutral brown. And then the regular Chai is like a lighter. So I'm kind of into these, like, not super warm. I need them to not be like a super warm brown. But just really beautiful colors for fall. So I splurged and got some of those. They also have a really good glass nail file. Have you ever had a glass nail file? I had
never
neither.
Had a glass nail file.
And I've seen them like before.
I would break it in a heartbeat. I would break it.
That could be true. But I'd never had one, and one of them came in the starter kit. Okay. So I ordered actually a couple more. They're pretty short, like, so they're not super long, and they come in a little case so you can slip it in there, and they're pretty thick. Like, so I don't think they'd break real easily. But they're really nice. Like, I like a really fine grit. You know what I mean? It's just hard to find a nail file that's smooth. Just, they do a really, really good job. So I ordered like two more of those to put around various places because
What is the name of this?
This is London Town. London Town is the brand. Cure, K-U-R, Illuminating Nail Concealer. The colors, I have the cuticle remover too. I've had that for a while. I don't know where I must have ordered before from them. And it's really good too. So I don't know if you just need a little new, and I don't know if they have their starter kit still going, but it was like a really good deal. It was like $60 for like five or six products. You got the chai nail color, the cuticle oil, the illuminating nail concealer, the growth thing, another base coat, the file, and the polish remover. You've got like all that for like 60 something. So anyway, there you go. The second thing on my list I'm wearing right now, and it is a long hoodie sweatshirt. So that's kind of the thing now that you're seeing, and you won't be able to see. But this thing, Joni, it's long. It goes to my knees.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a tunic, you know, but it's just a really nice sweatshirt. It's got a big zipper. It's got the ties and the hood and the inside. This is just from Amazon. I mean, there's ones that are, you know, of course I got served ads and then I'm like, let me go to Amazon and get the one for, you know, $24.
Yeah.
I don't need the one that's 40, yes. 50 plus shipping. I'm like, I don't need that. But it's just, they're really cute. They come in all kinds of colors and the inside is super soft. Like this thing, I'm going to be living in it. Because it's just soft and snuggly. And I like a long, I don't know, on you know, on people of less height. I didn't say short.
If it comes to your knees, it would be way too long for me.
Yeah, well, it'd be cute. It'd be like a coat. It'd be like a
long. Yeah.
I like long tunic, really long things on me are nice. But this is just a sweatshirt version. I'm like, how fun for fall to just throw this thing on. So I love it. And then the last thing is a food item that I've actually been getting for a while, but I've never talked about it, I don't think. They are these overnight oats. I don't know if I've ever talked about them. You order them, and they're like overnight oatmeal. You know, it comes with a shaker bottle, and you put this pack in there, and then like a cup, or I guess you put the milk in first, like 8 ounces of whatever kind of milk you want to use. You dump this in, you shake it up, and then the next morning it's kind of thickened and it's kind of like a drinkable, but you can drink it right out of the cup. And I've liked them. I kind of go in spurts with having them. I don't have one every day, but I've had it on subscription for a little bit actually. Because again, I just like, if I remember to make them ahead, it's really nice to, like, if you had to grab one on your way to school, like if you go to work and you just want to grab something. They are really tasty, and if I can see. Again, you know, we're always searching for protein and things. They're like 250 calories, 20 grams of protein, which I actually also sometimes I'll put an extra scoop of protein powder just in there. So like if you put a scoop of protein powder in with this, you could get 40, 50 grams of protein like in your breakfast. You know, a little bit of sugar, a little bit of, or, you know, total sugars, but the ingredients, again, it's like, and they're sweet, but they're not too sweet. They're not overly sweet. I guess if you added a sweetened protein powder, it would make it sweeter. But it's a certified gluten-free whole grain rolled oats, pea protein, maple sugar, date powder, chia seeds, flax seed, natural flavors, hemp hearts, ground cinnamon, Himalayan pink salt, and monk fruit. I mean, that's the...
Oh, that's good.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. So my favorite flavors are the cinnamon roll. Very good. Coconut cream pie, Joni.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maple pancakes. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. And then they have a banana bread. Okay. So they have all kinds of different flavors. And you get to pick in your box. You know, I think I get 16 in a box and I get them every other month or three months or something.
Do you eat them cold or do you eat them
cold? Yeah, I guess you could eat it. The plastic shaker cup, again, it's drinkable. So it's liquidy enough to like drink it like a smoothie. And yeah, I think they're really good. And it's just such an easy way to kind of get something when you're in the mood, you know. I know people make, like my beautiful, wonderful daughter actually makes her own overnight oats in the jars, in the mason jars, and, you know, does it like you're like, you know, good, real good people do, but I can't be bothered.
No,
but I can't be bothered with that. Mine have to just come in a packet. And if I remember, but it's super easy. You can do it, like I said, with oat milk, regular milk, almond, whatever you want to do. And so even the milk adds a little bit more protein in there too. So there you go. Overnight oats, anything that comes pre like really good ingredients, but I don't have to do very much right now is making me happy.
I'm with you.
I know it. So that's all from here today. I can't believe it's already, I guess it's just is this the first full week of September?
No. Last week was the first full week because actually Sunday.
Because Labor Day was on like September 1st. So it was almost in August, which felt like crazy. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm off. But anyway, we will be back next week, you guys. We will see what the quote-unquote football gods – we don't believe in football gods. I'm just saying that. We'll see what happens. I know there's a couple – I know Vandy plays South Carolina next week, which I'm very interested to see that matchup. Tennessee, Georgia. I mean, there's some good
– Yeah, yeah.
Like, we're already up in it. So, but until then, hope you guys have a great week and have beautiful weather and get done what you want to get done and rest when you want to rest. But until then, goodbye, Pellet.
See ya, Patch. It's wearing off too.
On top of everything else, her pellet's wearing off, you guys.
Wearing off, y'all.